Hello, listeners. I am Andra Filina. Welcome to KJC Radio. You are listening to our radio documentary on freelancing, produced by the Department of Media Studies, Krista Jayanti College.
Before we begin, a message of caution.
The fight against the COVID-19 pandemic is still not over. Please follow the precautions to keep yourself and the people around you safe. Wash your hands regularly. Use a sanitizer, maintain social distancing, and get vaccinated at your nearest vaccine center.
Welcome back. So you may talk to anyone who's looking for work these days, and you will hear one word repeatedly: freelancing. For us, the word refers to pursuing a career without making a long-term commitment to one particular employer. Our earliest evidence for the word comes from Sir Walter Scott's novel Ivanhoe, in which the Lord refers to his paid army of freelance. So basically, it was used to refer to the medieval mercenaries who fought for whichever nation or person who paid them the most. Back in the present, today, freelancing is the first choice among people. I mean, who doesn't want to be their own boss? It is no wonder then that the gig economy is growing in India. The young workforce is keen on working on smaller projects or working for several companies at once than being tied to one place.
Joining us now is Mr. Alvin, a freelance designer. He started his career as a freelancer and feels that this form of working gives proper growth. Let's hear about his experience.
I was always a free spirit. I didn't want to work under someone. I wanted to be my own boss. And I wanted flexibility. So I took a freelancing job. There is a legit growth in being a freelancer, definitely. Because if you see for the current situation, many companies have opted for working from home and flexible timing. And being a freelancer has always been a positive source of income for people. And because of the pandemic, there's a lot of online jobs that are coming up. The hirers look at my profile and my portfolio and my ratings my customers have given me. And they check my portfolio, especially to see if which were the companies that have that have hired me, and what kind of work that I have done. And according to my ratings and my portfolio and my profile and my niche, they hire me.
So, freelancing till now was thought as a shelter for only those who weren't able to find full-time jobs or needed flexible working hours. But that doesn't hold true anymore. Till a few years back, it wasn't even the first go option for many. And look at it now, it's becoming a sought-after employment choice.
Now we have with us Mr. Melvin, who is freelancing with Fiverr.com, and he is also a freelance musician. He will be sharing his insights as a freelancer.
Freelancing is good. You know, I would tell freelancing is really good compared to the other jobs with more security. Because in freelancing, you can get plenty of clients. You get to meet new people. You learn a lot from them. And then in freelancing, you can get multiple clients where you can earn much more money than, you know, your regular jobs. If you have plenty of EMIs to pay or think, I would tell freelancing is good. Because if you're going for a regular job, and, you know, you'll have to wait every year for your salary hike, for getting incentives and everything. So I would prefer doing freelancing is good because you're doing something which you like. It's not that you just let me go to a job and then work.
Interesting. Well, freelancing seems to be spreading like fire. Even the companies are opting for freelancers. The raising cost and the complexity of training people and providing them with necessary infrastructure. One reason companies are tapping outsiders for even important tasks is because of high wage inflation. Now, with the pandemic hitting hard on the economy, we may expect more growth in the freelancing industry. But hey, we are no experts. But we have someone who is. Here is Mr. Jayaraman V, the head HR of the Hindu Groups of Publication, and he has been with them for past 19 years. He is here with us to give a perspective of the media industry. So all you media enthusiasts, stay tuned with us and do not miss a word.
Media industry, we have a hybrid model. One is we need certain people on a full time to run the show, and also we take the freelance support for some specific articles. So freelance is really like your gig economy, gig workforce. It is also growing as far as the journalism is concerned. Freelancer for certain areas, for specialist subject matter expert, for that you need a high level of proficiency or high level of intellectual. You need a freelancer, it would be better, where we will be focused much more. Other than that, the existing people is sufficient to run the business. In our context, we recruit people who have got a digital journalism and also the print journalism. That is who should able to write both for print as well as for the online. So that should have a multi-skilling and also a combination of video editing and then digital editing and some data journalism, who can able to interpret the data and then see that all aspects of digital is also forming part of their skill set. I think in the changing times, freelancers have got a much more wider choice. When I say wider choice, particularly people who are in the digital space, where a lot of startup companies have come in. They utilize as a opportunity, like how the demonetization time Paytm has come. Now this pandemic, for example, the wild card they were used to do on the sports accessories, now they have come up with manufacturing the mask. So entirely the business model landscape is changing. So the freelancers have got a lot more opportunities, particularly the niche segment of journalism. For example, sports, music, or somebody wants to know specific about the stock market, or somebody wants to know about the politics, or somebody wants to know some archive event, some historical event. So the freelancers have got a variety, lot more scope, and lot more opportunities for earning. See, the one factor from the organization point of view, there won't be any loyalty or commitment. Okay, I'll come and do my work, you pay me. That's the scenario. So they will come and do it for 2-3 hours and they go to other organization, they will do it for this thing and they switch on. See, that is where the freelancers' scope is more. From the cost structure point of view, organization is also benefiting. Sometimes the quality of the articles may be good because freelancer you pay per piece, whereas full-time employee you have to give all the benefits and sometimes he will write a good story. Sometimes the story may be different. So this is to keep them motivated is challenging for the companies. Because in the US and all, for all the specialists, they engage a gig workforce. They come for a particular hours and they do the job and they'll be paid for that particular